As you look to the future of your situation, what's the worst case scenario? In the ordeal my daughter and son-in-law are going through with their child, we have had some ups and downs, to be sure. One of the downs happened just the other day when my daughter got news that made it sound like their daughter only had a 50% chance of surviving, if that. As we discussed it, she brought up Job. All Job's children died the same day, and she said through her tears, "How much testing am I going to have to endure?" I told her, "I don't know how much, but there's one thing I do know for sure. Whatever it is, you don't have to be afraid of it. Because God will be there, and He'll give you all the grace you need when it happens, and you'll have access to joy in Him no matter what." I love it that I can make that promise to people. And I can make it because of a verse in the Bible that I call the worst case scenario verse. Psalm 46:1-2. It says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea." Now the earth is the stability under our feet. If the earth gives way, we're in a free fall. Mountains falling into the heart of the sea. That language points to the ultimate imaginable disaster. Worst case scenario. And the point of the verse is, even then, worst case, still, we have nothing to fear. No matter what the future holds, even if it's the most painful circumstance you could think of, you don't have to be afraid of it because God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. He'll be there with you, and He'll function as a refuge and help. He'll give you the strength and grace you need at the time. So when you're tempted to give way to fear, turn your eyes to God and what He's like, and remind yourself that He will be with you. And oh, how it will honor Him if thinking that way calms your nerves, even when you're facing your worst fears. And I promise you, with my hand on the Bible, God is fully capable of delighting your soul, even in the midst of the most painful anxieties. Psalm 94:19, "When anxieties are great within me, your comforts delight my soul."